Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
What do you have your mind on? There are so many things that can occupy our thoughts at this present time in life. The answer to my question would take on many, many answers. Kind of depends on what's going on in your world. For some today, it may be the thoughts concerning loved ones who are fighting illness with this virus or other kinds of illness. For many folks today, it is how to keep from getting exposed to this dreaded disease. Out of all the havoc this pandemic has brought upon families and businesses, communities, and even the effects upon the entire world, it might be that the central thought is, what will be the final outcome? Questions may be on our minds, such as, when will all this end? Do we really see a totally different world because of this one thing? Maybe we are asking, what does God plan through all of this? How will he work his will on earth as the future unfolds day by day? I suspect that business owners who have lost their business has a lot on their mind about their financials going forward. For anyone who has lost a job, the mind may be dwelling upon finding employment as quickly as possible. Teachers who may be now teaching kids in the classroom and online may be thinking, how in the world will we be safe, and how can we get it all done in a day's time? I can tell you that my thoughts are leaning toward the ministry of the Lord Jesus and his church today. How will we as God's people do all the work that we are doing and we have done in the past? If it continues on longer, how will the mission works around the world be able to carry on, and will the support be there for them? The concern over the folks that we are unable to personally reach out to and encourage them weighs heavy on my mind. I know many who have loved ones who have been sheltered and in place for too long already. What do we do? And how long will it be until we can share the tender, loving care that they need? Well, then there may be thoughts about the wickedness and the violence and the rebellion and seemingly a lack of common sense and respect that has just simply exploded. Well, the reason why I'm asking all the questions about our thoughts is because I've selected a verse of Scripture to base our study upon that deals with our thoughts. And after the song, we will share that verse.
I feel the touch
of hands so kind and tender.
Trod. I'll have no fear
when Jesus walks beside me,
close beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod.
I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven,
sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the
reach high, the dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Oh yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, "Finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Well, here's a guideline for our thoughts, helping us to not be burdened down with all the worldly happenings that are troublesome to us. The apostle places upon us thoughts that give rise to joy and peace, to kindness and compassion. By thinking upon these things, we see good things that bring happiness, even in the midst of pain, struggle, and loss. I believe that instead of letting the brokenness of this world snatch away the good, the advice given by this inspired writer will bring us into a whole new frame of mind. The apostle had just given instruction for us to rejoice in the Lord always, to rest assured that the Lord is near. We should bring all our anxiety to the Lord through our prayers. He says, "There will be given us the peace of God, and we will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus." A few other passages that I would present on this same instruction first comes from Romans 12, 1 and 2. "I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Then in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, Paul wrote, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus." And some translate that to have the same mind in you that was in Christ. And so in the context, it is His humble, obedient nature that we should emulate in our thoughts and in our attitude. Another verse comes from Colossians 3, 1 and 2. "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." I believe there is great teaching for us today in these scriptures. Far too many things can occupy our minds and have control of our emotions or our affections. When we return to the list of things that should be on our minds, we have plenty to keep our minds busy. All of us have lots of thoughts and feelings about the current situations. And as we noted earlier, depending upon our own personal experiences, we will be different. Our thoughts will be different, but the Scripture gives us all a common direction, no matter where or what is ours to deal with today. By obeying the teaching of the Scriptures, we will be removing things in our thoughts, such as falsehood, the dishonorable, what is wrong, impurities, the deplorable, things that cannot be praised because they are worthless. I'd like to read one more passage, Psalms 37, first 11 verses. The psalmist said, "Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. The poetic verses of Israel's song is to prevent the mind and the heart from being overwhelmed with the wickedness of this world. If we dwell upon the things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable, it will give great blessings, especially in troubling times.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.